Chapter 2. Mr. Fox. On a hill above the valley, there was a wood. In the wood, there was a huge tree. Under the tree, there was a hole. In the hole lived Mr. Fox and Mrs. Fox and their four small foxes. Every evening, as soon as it got dark, Mr. Fox would say to Mrs. Fox, "Well, my darling, what shall it be this time? A plump chicken from Bogus? A duck or a goose from Bunce? Or a nice turkey from Bean?" And when Mrs. Fox had told him what she wanted, Mr. Fox would creep down into the valley in the darkness of the night and help himself. Bogus and Bunce and Bean knew very well what was going on, and it made them wild with rage. They were not men who liked to give anything away. Less still did they like anything to be stolen from them. So every night, each of them would take his shotgun and hide in a dark place somewhere on his own farm, hoping to catch the robber. But Mr. Fox was too clever for them. He always approached a farm with the wind blowing in his face, and this meant that if any man were lurking in the shadows ahead, the wind would carry the smell of that man to Mr. Fox's nose from far away. Thus, if Mr. Bogus was hiding behind his chicken house number one, Mr. Fox would smell him out from 50 yards off and quickly change direction, heading for chicken house number four at the other end of the farm.
"Dang it, blast that lousy beast!" cried Bogus. "I'd like to rip his guts out," said Bunce.
"He must be killed," cried Bean.
"But how?" said Bogus. "How on earth can we catch the blighter?"
Bean picked his nose delicately with a long finger.
"I have a plan," he said.
"You've never had a decent plan yet," said Bunce.
"Shut up and listen," said Bean. "Tomorrow night, we will all hide just outside the hole where the fox lives. We will wait there until he comes out. Then, bang! Bang, bang, bang!"
"Very clever," said Bunce. "But first we shall have to find the hole."
"My dear Bunce, I've already found it," said the crafty Bean. "It's up in the wood on the hill. It's under a huge tree."
Chapter 3. The Shooting. "Well, my darling," said Mr. Fox, "what shall it be tonight?"
"I think we'll have duck tonight," said Mrs. Fox. "Bring us two fat ducks, if you please. One for you and me, and one for the children."
"Ducks it shall be," said Mr. Fox. "Bunce's best."
"Now do be careful," said Mrs. Fox.
"My darling," said Mr. Fox, "I can smell those goons a mile away. I can even smell one from the other. Bogus gives off a filthy stink of rotten chicken skins. Bunce reeks of goose livers. And as for Bean, the fumes of apple cider hang around him like poisonous gases."
"Yes, but just don't get careless," said Mrs. Fox. "You know they'll be waiting for you, all three of them."
"Don't you worry about me," said Mr. Fox. "I'll see you later."
But Mr. Fox would not have been quite so cocky had he known exactly where the three farmers were waiting at that moment. They were just outside the entrance to the hole, each one crouching behind a tree with his gun loaded. And what is more, they had chosen their positions very carefully, making sure that the wind was not blowing from them towards the fox's hole. In fact, it was blowing in the opposite direction. There was no chance of them being smelled out. Mr. Fox crept up the dark tunnel to the mouth of his hole. He poked his long, handsome face out into the night air and sniffed once.